100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. This is the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was speed, and I had a long ramble just now, and I guess I didn't save it, but I can try to do the long ramble if you want to suffer through it. And it's just, I see people from around the world coming to the website when I do look at the stats. I go into WordPress and it shows, hey, stats, and it shows a little stat preview. I'm like, if I see a huge spike, I'm like, wait, what? Because it's from, what is that thing? Hold on, let me bring it up. Jetpack. So I see that, and it's like, oh, there's a huge spike. I wonder what people were interested in. And it's neat seeing the places around the world that people are stumbling across this site to see what's going on. And I would love to hear all sorts of cool perspectives on the weekly challenge from even more people around the world. I know we've got folks from England and Scotland and the Pacific Northwest and California and Portugal and all kinds of neat places have been here over the years. And I would love to hear more. And I never want that, however, to be, I believe in N is the people who are doing things. And sometimes it goes up a little down a little, but never, ever, ever strive for N plus one at the expense of N. Otherwise, I mean, it's like, hey, I'd love to have you here. I'll give you all kinds of gifts and stuff if you do this. And then the people who are N are like, hey, what am I, chopped liver? You know, it's like, hey, new customers get this cool stuff. And then you have to call customer service and say, well, I'm going to change providers if you don't give that to me too. And you have to go up three supervisor levels until they actually give it to you, which is what their business plan was all along, to frustrate you so that you'd give up. It's like, no, I'm demanding it. And then they'll tell you, well, when you change, you're going to have to do this and this and this. And I don't care. And then they give you the discount. You have to do that every year for cable and phone and internet and everything. Well, I don't do that with this podcast. Cherish the folks that are there. But the door is always open for more if you want to be a part of it. Because once N plus one is a part of it, they're N. They're the new N. And that's why I don't say, well, 6 or 7 or 6 million or 7 million. No, it's the folks who are here. And when you're here, you're here. When you're not, you're not. But it you can do creative things everywhere. And I want to see the cool things that people do. I want to taste the weird bananas and mangoes that don't travel well. Have you ever traveled somewhere? It's like, well, you know, you have this fish there, but the fish that's here has a different environment and eats different plankton and has a different climate and habitat, and so it comes out and the meat is a little different and it tastes better or different or weird, or they try it a different way, or a different banana grows there, or a different mango that doesn't travel well, or an orange or a kumquat or whatever, or chilled monkey brains, I don't know, or a beautiful sunset through the different atmosphere that you can only see there, or over the water, or waters that you swim in that feel different on your skin. I want to see what y'all come up with too. And I'm sure that the people who are regulars here, the folks that are loyal, that I don't want to shove them, I'm not saying, well, I'm just sick of their stuff, I want to try new stuff. No, I want to sample more. I cherish the cool things and creative things that everyone brings in. And it makes me curious as to what more is out there and what cool and curious things. I love what's here now. What else is out there too? So the folks that have taken a break from this or walked away and done other things, cool. It's all right. not everyone is obsessed with this as me. Or the folks that are, you know, week in, week out, cool that they're doing creative things and they're here or they're sharing it elsewhere or whatever. Neat. But who else is out there that's just listening and thinking, I can't do this? Well, give it a try. When was the last time you heard me mock a story on this podcast? It's been years, and it actually was one of mine that I mocked. So let's see what's out there. Come on, give it a, and if not, go in the comments and say, hey, I heard you. I'm still a little shy, or I've been painting. I hear the stories and I paint them, or I tell them to my kids at night and they don't sleep because they're so scared. Or I tell them to my grandkids at night as revenge against how awful my kids were to me. Whatever it is, let us know. Anyway, thank you all the N and N plus ones and N plus Ns and N squareds out there. And let's hear some stories.
Good morning. This is Richard. This is my story on the topic speed. It's called Relatively Speaking. The theory of relativity, so I'm told, states that the nearer the speed of light that you travel, the slower you age. That's clearly nonsense. If that were the case, then surely the nearer the speed of dark you traveled, the faster you'd age. What if you travelled at a speed exactly halfway between each of those two extremes? Would you simply remain at the same age forever? It's all a bit pointless anyway. Too fast, and you've no time to enjoy it. Too slow, and you're dead before you can. And stuck in the middle? Boring. There you go. Okay, until next week. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 694, with a prompt of speed. Here's my story. Since he had missed his bus, Bilbert had to walk home. He could call his mother and tell her what happened, and she would hurry to get to him. But then, she would probably speed right into the principal's office to file a complaint. He'd rather deal with it on his own. Walking would give him time to think. "Junior high sucks," he grumbled, while counting the number of enemies versus friends he had made in the last week. Roderick, Marissa, Tony, and now Linoleum Amanda. What about Wanda? Whose side is she on? Those were the enemies. Did he have any friends? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening is called Speed. Speed is such a relative perception. While 100 in a car is a bit dicey, on a long rail 1000cc Harley Hog, it's nearly a transcendent experience. I was 17 at the time. My high school friend, who had owned a whole mess of motorcycles before he got the Hog, took me on its maiden ride. We headed out on Governor's Highway, one truly overconstructed patch of level, straight road. I watched a speedometer needle move past 100. Then I made the mistake of turning my head. Wind whipped the glasses off my face and exploded on the road. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Speed kills, so they say. I decided to test the theory, but so far, I've had no luck at all in proving it. It doesn't matter how fast you're traveling. Your body is more than capable of dealing with it. However, along the way, I've managed to prove that there's a host of other things that can kill you pretty effectively. Excessive acceleration and rapid deceleration, air turbulence, oxygen deprivation, friction. You don't even have to be moving. Anything coming your way at speed is a highly effective weapon. A bullet, for example. Now, let's see you run.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Flying at an average speed was his skill. He did it easily. The day he decided to get rid of her, they jumped on his small plane and took off. She was looking forward to this adventure. He saw that in her annoying little beady eyes. "The plane doesn't have doors, how cute," she said, as they flew higher and higher. "Yes, it is very cute," he thought, "especially now that that damn flock of whatever birds they were was flying too close to his plane." Silence. Good thing he had a parachute on. Did she have one too? Nope. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And have a great week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
My television had a volume knob and a channel knob. You pulled out the volume knob to turn the television on, and pushed it back in to turn the television off. There were no Blu-rays or DVDs or videotapes, no fast-forward or reverse. You saw and heard it at the speed of time. Everything was when it was, when the programmers said it would be, and only that which they'd let you see, even in between the commercials, or the news breaks, which were just teasers, commercials for the news, which will be noise in between its own commercials. And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of speed. Now, if you heard my call for creativity and all that stuff, "Oh my God, it's too late for me to send in a story about speed." No, it's not. You can send the story in a little late. That's all right. Take your time. And I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Now, if you want to be a part of the next weekly challenge and be a part of this show thing and, you know, with everyone else, that's okay too, because the topic for the next 100-word stories weekly challenge is Lady. And I would love to see what y'all come up with. I enjoy seeing it, hearing the different takes on it. It's neat. It's just sharing across the world. I think it's a positive thing. With all the crazy, weird stuff going on the internet and the world, I mean, I could say something horribly, horribly inappropriate. It would be nice for things across the world to be something other than drug smuggling and drone strikes and obsessing over all sorts of weird things and being mean to each other. When I fart here, I think the whole world smells it, which is why I try not to eat so much red onions and garlic. Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes. I don't know. Maybe I'm a hypocrite for saying that, and yet some of the stories I write. I go dark places and I share. I try to get them out and get over them. And some of y'all do too, and it's like, okay. But maybe together we can see cool things. And I try to write some positive stories here and there, and some good ones. But I always strive to write a Halloween story now and then. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. The website is oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And until next week, as always, keep it brief.